This is KUT. We've all heard the stories about how a lack of health insurance can force someone to ignore small health issues until they end up in the emergency room with a more traumatic and sometimes untreatable problem. That's especially the case among the country's Latina population. KUT's Veronica Zaragovia reports on a new nurse navigator program at Seton Hospital that teaches them about resources in the community so they can get insurance, or if they don't qualify, learn about other options to get medical care.
Eva Bish is picking up a prescription at a Walmart in South Austin. The pharmacist says with her insurance, the cost is $10. Bish is a cervical cancer survivor who bought a Humana health insurance plan last year. She bought her gold tier plan on the federal marketplace under the Affordable Care Act and pays a $150 a month premium.
To me, $150 a month to pay for them. I mean, some people, pay more, and sometimes, they can't qualify. Unlucky.
For 2015, her same plan will cost her $99 a month. Bish, who's 59, says she's lucky because she has two jobs and she's in the country legally, so she can get an Obamacare plan. But she says most Latina women she knows don't get regular checkups. When she first had the heavy bleeding that led her to the ER, her friends told her not to worry because it was probably menopause.
People, Spanish people, we say, oh, we're healthy, but you never know. Now I learn the hard way that I have to have no matter what.
Bish is now passionate about getting regular checkups and having insurance, in large part because of Veronica Serrano, the survivorship nurse navigator at the Seton Hospital system. On a recent afternoon, Serrano was helping a patient much like Bish.
I work with patients, cancer survivors, who have terminated their treatment.
Last year, Seton provided $340 million worth of charity care. One way the hospital can reduce its charity care costs is through Serrano's position. It's about a year old. According to the hospital, her job is a result of a program under the Affordable Care Act that gives the hospital federal matching funds for care that would be unaffordable if only local funds were available. In the last year, she's seen almost 80 patients. About half have been Latinas.
They, for the first time, probably showed up in the emergency room because they had symptoms, gynecological cancers. They were probably bleeding, abnormal bleeding, some sort of symptom that prompted them to go to the emergency room. And then that's where their journey starts.
After they finish their cancer treatment, Serrano refers them to a staff dietitian if they have diabetes, or to a certified application counselor if they're in the U.S. lawfully and qualify for an Affordable Care Act health insurance plan. According to the American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, lacking health insurance is the strongest predictor of not getting a mammogram or a pap test. Nonprofits in Austin, but also across the U.S., are finding that many immigrant women don't know where to start.
The number one reason that Latinos call our 1-800 number from around the nation is health.
That's Maite Arce, director of the D.C.-based Hispanic Access Foundation, which created a helpline to connect Spanish speakers with health resources.
So I think what the hospital in Austin is doing is very interesting because they are connecting interpersonally with their patients and helping them to understand, to navigate the issue of cancer and what's happening to them and connect with the resources that they need.
Gracias por llamar a la Fundación Acceso Hispano. Le habla Luz Marina.
Luz Marina Terreros helps answer those phone calls.
Most of the calls that I receive are women that are not eligible for the Obamacare and not eligible also to receive the Medicaid.
Under Obamacare, undocumented immigrants can't qualify for a health plan, specifically one that comes with tax subsidies to make it more affordable. Another issue is the low-income women in states that haven't expanded Medicaid eligibility under the ACA.
To answer these phone calls in the helpline is so difficult for me, because sometimes I feel so frustrated.
She says she feels frustrated because for the uninsured who are undocumented, resources are scarce. But sometimes Terreros finds a nonprofit in a color state that gives her a list of local health resources.
And at that moment I say, okay, this is good. This is my job. And I like my job. When I can do that, this is good for me. Because I say, okay, the life is continuing and I can help some of the women that need the help.
Back at the parking lot of the Walmart in Austin, Eva Bisch smiles as she talks about surviving her own battle with cancer.
It's scary, but if you trust in your doctor, you can make it. You can make it.
In January, Bisch has an appointment with her oncologist, a doctor's visit she makes every year. Veronica Saragovia, KUT News.
This story was produced as a project for the California Endowment Health Journalism Fellowships, a program of the USC Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism.